A quick message for the grown-ups before we begin today's show. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you about my new book, We Share This Earth. It's part of my series of books introducing the idea of community to the littlest ones in your family. This book celebrates our global community and shows through beautiful illustrations by Brooke Smart how we are all connected to each other and this gorgeous planet that we all share. So spread the love with your community this Earth Month with We Share This Earth. Available wherever books are sold. Before we begin today's show, a quick message from another member of Kids Listen called Story Spectacular.
Hello, ear buddies. My name is Angela Ferrari, and I'm the host of Story Spectacular, a family-friendly variety show. Get ready to listen to spectacular stories that come alive through colorful music, silly sound effects, and lots of fun characters, like Digger the dog.
Oh boy, Angie, that sounds doggone fun.
Subscribe to Story Spectacular wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's me, Joni, a.k.a. Freebird, a.k.a. Uptown Girl, a.k.a. Honky Cat. Back with more singing and playing. Did you know you could access bonus content related to the show by joining our Patreon page? It's true.
Yeah, it is. I share fun music videos and offer suggestions on follow-up discussions or activities.
Red. Okie dokes. Let us cue that quai quai.
Hold up. Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week is Rosa from Newcastle upon Tyne. Once upon a time, there was a new castle, and Rosa lived there, and she joined the Noodle Loaf Choir, and we all lived happily ever after. The end. Thank you for joining the Noodle Loaf Choir, Rosa from Newcastle upon Tyne. Take it away.
La la la.
La la la.
Li li li.
Li li li.
I hope that you. Join with me.
Bring your voice.
Bring your voice. And your ears.
And your ears.
Music is a fun hit.
Music is a fun hit.
Ready?
Ready.
Set.
Set.
New loaf.
New loaf.
Oh, yeah. You know what that song means. It means it's today's trivia is the game we call Instrument or Animal. I'll say a word that's either an instrument or an animal, and you have to guess which one it is. I'll play the sound it makes to help you decide. Hey, we've got a special guest expert here to help us out, who goes by Dave Zamboni.
Hi, I'm Dave Zamboni from the greatest and only hockey rock band, the Zambonis. And I know a lot about what's an instrument and what's an animal.
And we're glad to have you on the show today, Dave. All right, let's begin. First word is pangolin.
Did you say penguin?
No, I'm not mispronouncing penguin. I'm saying pangolin, and I'd like to know if our listeners think it's an instrument or an animal. Here's what it sounds like to help you decide. And what's the answer, Dave Zamboni?
A pangolin is an animal.
That's right. A pangolin is an animal. They are mammals, and they are scaly. Kind of like my Aunt Merva. Next question is mandolin.
Did you say pangolin?
No, I'm not mispronouncing pangolin. I'm saying mandolin. Are mandolins instruments or animals? Here is a mandolin sound to help you decide.
A mandolin is a musical instrument.
Is it ever? All right, next word is tuba. Is a tuba an instrument or an animal? Here's what it sounds like.
A tuba is a musical instrument.
Oompa, loompa, yes, and doompa. It is a musical instrument. Anything else to add, Dave Tromboni?
What musical instrument do you keep in your bathroom?
I don't know. What?
A tube of toothpaste? It's pretty funny, right?
Yes, it is. Okay, next word is armadillo. Is an armadillo an instrument or an animal? Or is it both? Here's a hint. It's not both. Let's hear one. That's actually a kind of armadillo called a screaming, hairy armadillo. I wonder how it got its name. Well, tell us the answer, Dave Zamboni.
An armadillo is an animal.
That's right. And some armadillos can roll into a ball when they're scared.
Like your Aunt Merva?
Yes, that is correct. Okay, one more. Harpsichord. Not to be confused with harpseal chord, which is a harpseal playing a chord. This is harpsichord. Is it an instrument or an animal? Let's hear a harpsichord.
A harpsichord is an animal.
Say what?
No, I mean a musical instrument.
That's more like it. All right, that's it for today's edition of Instrument or...
Hey, Mr. Noodle Loaf.
Oh, yeah, that's not my name, but yes... Yes.
I really like the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you. I like the sound of your voice too, Dave.
Can you make me sound like that?
Oh, I don't know. I've never tried that before. Let me think.
Just for a second?
Okay. All right, sure. Let's give it a go.
Great. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Guided doodle, abraca noodle.
Zamboni.
Well... I appreciate your effort, Mr. Loaf.
Yep, not my name, but hey, I did my best. Okay, thanks, bye!
And for the perfect segue between a game about animal sounds and today's Echo song, I present a child named Echo talking about animal sounds.
I really like the sound, and I really don't like the sound. And those are the sounds I like and don't like. And one is the sound of a bear, and one is the sound of a bat. And my name is Echo.
Echo song, Echo song.
What's the deal with snails?
I don't know.
Where are their toes?
I don't know.
Where are their thumbs?
I don't know.
Well, me neither. All I know is that this is an Echo song, so your job is to sing everything I sing after I sing it. My co-host Joni is in there to help you along.
Snail two, three, four.
Snail two, three,
guess you'll go your way.
I guess you'll go your way.
And I will go mine.
For this game, you're going to be asked to make your body look like some things. Things like a swimmer. That's the first one. And how might you make your body look like a swimmer? Well, if it was me, I'd make pretend I'm putting on goggles. And then I'd do a pretend dive. And then I'd move my arms like I was swimming. You can play this game wherever you are, whether it's in a car, a house, grocery store, etc. Just do your best, and it will be good. Ready to begin? Here we go.
Move your body like a swimmer. In a pool, I call you David, you're a swimmer. Now move your body like a surfer. I prefer to surf on turf, it's what I'm used to. Can you pretend you're an ice skater? Skating round and round like a figure-eater. Now act like a pizza maker, spinning dough up in the air, up there. Changing gears, now make it look like you're a mountain, big and tall and eternal like a mountain. Can you act like you're a river? Snaking through the forest in the winter? Now show me how you are a waterfall, flowing, crashing, and majestic like a waterfall. Now make your body like a field. How's it feel to be expansive like a field? Now make yourself look like a chair, sitting there in the room by the stair. Show me how it looks when you're a table. Are you able? Are you stable? Next thing, pretend that you're a swing, swinging swingily to and fro like a swing. Last of all, make it look like you're a slide, big and tall. Can we all go for a ride? Down the slide, shoo-be-doo-wah, yeah.
Vocal jam, vocal jam.
Kids, I need your help. Do this with me. Good. Now keep going. Grown-ups, I need your help too. Go like this. Amazing. Now, kids, you're going to add a clap. And the clap is going to go like this. Take a listen. Wonderful. Keep it going. Now, grown-ups, you're going to add a snap. And the snap sounds like this. Here it comes.
Boom, 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 boom fabulous. Now, you guys keep on doing that, and I'm going to sing the Wikipedia entry about kites. Let's see how it sounds together. Here we go.
A kite is a tethered heavier than aircraft. The wing surfaces that react against the air to create lift and drag. A kite consists of wings, tethers, and anchors. Kites often a bridle and tail to guide the face of the kite so the wing can lift it.
You keep going.
Some kite designs don't need a bridle box. Kites can have a single attachment point. A kite may have fixed or moving anchors. They can balance the kite. But balance the kite. One technical definition is that a kite is a collection of tether coupled wing sets. The lift that sustains the kite in flight is generated when air moves around the kite surface, producing low pressure above and high pressure below the wings. Yeah. The interaction with the wind also generates horizontal drag along the direction of the wind. The wind. The resulting force factor from the lift and drag force components is opposed by the tension of one or more of the lines or tethers to which the kite is attached. Ooh.
The anchor point of the kite line may be static.
I think that's enough of that. Remember, you and your family are an a cappella group, and you can have a vocal jam wherever you are.
Thank you to Rosa and Echo and Joni and Shiloh and all of you. And a very special thanks to Dave Zamboni of the Zambonis for being our animal or instruments expert today. His band, the Zambonis, is a lot of fun, whether or not you love hockey. I know very little about hockey, and I still think they're fun, so give them a listen. If you've been enjoying the show, do me a solid and tell your friends about it. Send them the link, or write the link on a postcard, or write it on a ribbon and put it on the end of a kite. However you help get the word out about the show is appreciated by me, the maker of the loaf, Dan Sachs.